insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون.
And we inspired to Moses, travel by night with my servants, indeed you will be pursued.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 52nd verse of chapter Shu'ara. The verse says, وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And we revealed unto Moses, saying, Go you forth with my servants by night, because verily you will be pursued. Also the 53rd verse says, فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. Then Pharaoh sent heralds into the cities. As you may have been previously with us, in the previous holy verses, we discussed and we saw that Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was the victorious party in that day of gathering. And the sorcerers, they were the first ones to believe in him. And some of them, as the narrations say, were martyred by Pharaoh in the worst way possible. Although Pharaoh and his supporters did not believe in him, this happening had some important consequences, each of which were an important victory. The first point was that the children of Israel achieved faith in their leader. They supported him by soul and body, because after years of misery and wretchedness, they saw a divine prophet who both guaranteed their guidance and led their revolution, victory, and also freedom. Also, after this victorious event, Moses had gained a foothold among Egyptians and Coptic ones. Some had been under his influence, or at least they feared opposing him, and the sound of his call ringed out throughout Egypt, everyone, everywhere talking about this event. And more importantly, from the view of both public opinion and fearing life exposing to danger, Pharaoh did not dare oppose a man who had such a staff and a very expressive language. All of these affairs provided a proper ground for Moses, alayhi salam, to stay among his people and to continue his propagation, calling them after they were all provided with the proof they needed. Anyway, many years passed in this way, Moses presenting them other miracles, some of which are mentioned in some verses of chapter A'raf, along with logic and discussion. Even Allah imposed drought and famine on Egyptians for some years in order to make awake those who deserved to be awakened. When Moses provided them proof and reason, and believers and disbelievers were distinguished by choosing whether they are among the people of Pharaoh or Moses, the children of Israel were commanded to migrate. And these verses are depicting the scene. Since the children of Israel had provided Pharaoh some benefits, he was the one to prevent them from migration, and Moses ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam were ordered to move them from Egypt at night. Wa awhayna ila Musa an asri bi ibadi innakum muttaba'un. And we revealed unto Moses, saying, you go forth with my servants by night, because verily you will be pursued. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this is when Almighty Allah orders Moses to move some of the servants of Bani Israel from that place to another one. Allah orders them to move at night, so the people of Pharaoh would not be aware of the plan. So he has to pursue the children of Israel. In spite of the fact that the Quranic phrase "awhayna" has come before the word "ibadi," which means my servants, which is also in plural form, this word "ibadi" is for showing the ultimate kindness of Allah towards His true and faithful servants. Moses obeyed this commandment. He mobilized the children of Israel by night and in secret, and he issued the command of migration. He especially chose night, as Allah had ordered, to make his plan more exact and calculated. We will continue this story of these verses later on. Thank you for staying with us again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.